Good morning. I'm calling the House Community Regional Affairs Committee meeting to order. It is 8:09 a.m. on Thursday, April 2nd, 2015. Joining me today are Representative Ortiz. Is that correct?
You betcha.
All right. After all this time, I should be able to say your name. Representative Hughes, Vice Chair Seaton, Representative Bumbold, Representative Magyak, and Representative Drummond, and myself, Chair Representative Tilton. Before we begin, reminding everyone to turn off their cell phones and electronic devices. This morning we have two items on our agenda, SB 19, the road service areas, which we have previously heard, and HB 118, municipal energy improvement assessments. We're going to start today with SB 19, and I believe here today with us is Reneva Moss, representing Representative Coghill. Reneva, if you'll just bring us back up to speed a little bit on the bill, and we'll move forward.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Reneva Moss, staffers, Senator Coghill. Senate Bill 19 is a bill that does a tweak to statutes that relate to service areas, road service areas, at the request of the Fairbanks North Star Borough. It does two things. It allows the Borough Assembly to do two things without a vote of the parcels that are involved with the service area. The first would be a parcel that is split between two service areas. It would allow the Borough Assembly by a vote to consolidate the parcel into the service area that has access to the parcel. The second thing it does is allows the Borough Assembly by a vote of the Assembly to incorporate the entire parcel when a parcel is partially in a service area, but the parcel has to have access only through the service area. So that's what the bill does, and I'd be glad to take any questions.
Are there any questions from Ms. Moss? I believe we held public testimony, and we heard in closed public testimony. So is there any other discussion on the bill? All right. Seeing and hearing no further discussion, I would entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I would move CS for SB 1929LS0362/H from committee with that zero fiscal note and individual recommendation.
No any objections. Seeing and hearing no objections.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
CS SB 19 moves from committee. I do want to make one comment just on the record that hopefully we've dealt with all the road service area challenges that we have, and we won't have any more in the future. So thank you. And we will take a brief at ease to sign the document. All right, that brings us back to HB 118. I know that there are a couple of amendments to 118, Mr. Terrio. Gene, is that what we're going to call you? We were talking about the proper
Gene is fine.
Proper name to call you. So Gene will be fine, thank you. So the first amendment that we have for HB 118, I'm going to offer amendment number one, which is 29GH1021/H-1.
I'll object for discussion.
Thank you. And Mr. Gene, you then speak to the amendment.
Gene Terrio with AEA for the record. Amendment H.1 basically would add to the power of first class and second class boroughs, that give them clear authority to adopt a PACE financing mechanism area-wide. It just adds to the list of things that they can do area-wide. There was some discussion at the last hearing of whether they should be able to apply or be required to apply PACE area-wide, or determine a district within the borough. If we want to make it easy for them to do it area-wide, then adding to their list of powers here, and you can see it's along with other things like they can license daycares area-wide. So it would just give them the authority to do PACE area-wide if they chose.
Representative Hughes.
And I think the answer is yes, but cities already can do this by ordinance, and that doesn't go to a vote on the ballot. Is that correct? A city, you know, area-wide within city boundaries can...
I believe so.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions?
Madam Chair, I'll remove my objection to amendment number one.
All right, and hearing and seeing no objections, amendment number one passes. That brings us to amendment number two. Representative Hughes, do you like to offer amendment number two?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move amendment number two.
And all objects for discussion. Representative Hughes.
Thank you. And this addresses what we have brought up, and I worked with former Senator Terry O, or Gene, as he's allowing us to call him, as well as Kathy Wasserman on this. And after speaking with the Mat-Su borough mayor, it seemed like the right thing to do to address the concern that some of us had as far as picking one region over another region and doing so, picking winners and losers, where it's a good program and offering it area-wide seems to make sense. And but because there are cities within boroughs, we want to make sure that cities could opt out if they so choose. So that's pretty much what this amendment does. I don't know if Senator Terrio has anything else that he might want to add to that, but or if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer that.
Madam Chairman, Representative Hughes is right in the way she characterized the amendment. You can see on page 1, starting on line 14, it's a replacement of the 050 section. That section used to say the designation of a region, because we're no longer, the impact of this amendment is that the government would no longer have the power to apply PACE in a sub-region of the borough or the city. It would have to be the whole area. And so we've removed that language that's talked about designating a region, and it basically says it's area-wide. Also, Representative Hughes spoke about if you've got a city within the borough and the city, for whatever reason, wants to opt out, they then, through passage of an ordinance, can opt out. When we give the city that power to opt out, knowing that one city assembly can't necessarily bind the next assembly, if given the power to opt out, you want to give the next assembly the power to opt back in if they choose. And the language gives them that authority. If you look on page 2, starting on line 3, it talks about if you've got a situation where, let's say, the city of Fairbanks decided to allow PACE financing within its boundaries. Then after the fact, the borough then comes and decides, well, they want to do it within the borough. It just explains there that if the borough then takes on that authority, they would sort of assume the city program into their program, and they would have to take on the obligations of the previous city program, and so that makes sense. The rest of the amendment is just mainly conforming to changes in the page numbers and line numbers.
Representative Hughes.
And I'll just make a comment, too, because we heard a bill earlier regarding tax exemptions as when property subdivided, and that was something we talked about in here, that you couldn't pick, just apply it to one developer over here and not to another, that it would be area-wide. And so this kind of follows that same principle, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair.
Representative Seaton.
Can we have just a brief at ease?
Brief at ease. All right. Representative Hughes.
Yes, thank you. I just want to clarify that this amendment is, at this point, a conceptual amendment that's in written form.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Hughes. So any more discussion on the amendment? Are there any objections? I have to remove my objection. I remove my objection on the amendment. Are there any other? Okay. Hearing and seeing no objections, amendment number two, conceptual amendment number two passes. That brings us back to the original bill, HB 118. Is there any other discussion on the original bill? All right. Hearing and seeing none, are there any objections? Hearing and seeing, yes, Madam Representative Singh.
Excuse me. Madam Chair, I'd move CS for HB 118, version H, as amended from committee with attached zero fiscal note and individual recommendation.
Okay. Hearing and seeing no objections, CH HB 118 moves from committee to its next, moves on to finance, I believe. Thank you, Mr. Terry O'Gene, for working with the committee on the amendments. We appreciate your diligent work with us. And for everyone who called in online today, we appreciate you being there for questions. And with that, we will adjourn our meeting. If the members will please stay to sign the book. Thank you. We are adjourning at 8:24 a.m.